Hi there, Lee. I am so excited to be here with you today to share with you what God has shared with me. And yeah, I can just see that he is certainly, if you're listening, you can see he's recreating us in his likeness, preparing to send us out to do his work, to be that witness for him, and of course, getting us ready to be that perfect bride without spot or wrinkle that stands before him that day, blameless, because of your faith. Nothing you did, but because of your faith in him, letting him have his way in you, recreating you in his likeness as you surrender to him. Let's acknowledge him. Jesus, we thank you. Speak to us. Thank you for teaching us. Teach us. We're listening. We have ears to hear. Give you all the praise and all the glory. So I didn't know this was going to be a message, but this started maybe a week or so ago, and my son and I were discussing the Sabbath day and how all these theories and reasonings are happening. So I just said, God, what is it about? And I want to read to you Genesis 2:2. By the seventh day, God finished his work, and on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. God blessed the seventh day. He made it holy because on that day he rested from his work and all the creating he had done. And he spoke to me. He said on the seventh day, he reflected on what he created and how he used his faith. And he said, we could do the same. Created in his likeness. We work, we create, right? We call those things to be not as though they were. We do that thing he created us to do, using our gifts and our talents to do that work that he called us to do for him. As we witness to those who don't know him, we all have an assignment. And so as we use our faith to do that assignment, we're creating. We're creating all week long, he said. Just look back on how you used your faith. Hold yourself accountable. And that particular week, I guess I didn't really think about it too much, but just the revelation knowledge of knowing, yeah. Because if we're not thinking about creating, changing our circumstances, I'm thinking about Mark 11. When Jesus spoke to the fig tree, and the disciples said, wow, look at this tree. It's withered from the roots up. And Jesus said, I tell you the truth, if you have constant faith, then you're going to be able to say to this mountain, move, and it'll move. But when you stand praying, actually I'm thinking of the verse before that says, if you believe what you say, it'll happen. And in another instance, he said, nothing will be impossible for you. So recreated in his likeness, created in his likeness to do his will. We've been talking about stopping storms. We have authority. He gave us his authority to do his will. All power and authority has been given unto you. Now you go and you do what I was doing. So the recreative miracles that we copy him in by calling those things to be not as though they were, that believing that impossible thing to come to pass, believing, speaking, and doing. Faith without action is dead. And so to hold yourself accountable. And before I sat down here, I got this new kitten. And he stopped eating, and he was just like flopping all over the place. And I didn't rush off to the vet, although I felt an urgency, you know, that fear that the enemy brings on. And so I started calling it, and I started asking him, what's wrong with him? And actually, he showed me an area in my life that I was disobedient. So me calling those things to be not as though they were wasn't working. And so I fixed that. And the very next day he was better. And then the next day he was better yet. And he continually had gotten better. And this happened twice. And I believe it was my disobedience. I didn't realize I was being disobedient. Because when you're not doing what he said, you don't have that power, you don't have that anointing that you need to call those things to be not as though they were, to do those creative miracles, to believe for those creative miracles, to have faith to move a mountain. And so as we hold ourselves accountable, like throughout the week, you know, we do the work for 6 days, and then we look back and say, did I have faith? Or didn't I? Did I just let that happen? Or did I change my circumstances? And hopefully you can say you had faith. And you moved a mountain. You changed something. And during the week you did his work. And so that's what he was talking about, that the Sabbath day should be. As he looked back from what he created, he said that's what he said he was doing. He was reflecting on all that he did and how our lives would change if we held ourselves accountable every Sunday instead of going off shopping and going to lunch and do all the things you didn't do during the week. What about taking that day to meditate? Reflect on what you did by faith all week. To hold yourself accountable, to make sure you're ready when he comes. Not to say you can't have a day to do those fun things that you love to do, but just the whole idea of what he's saying it's about. I think it's cool. It's amazing. Because then we're not going to be thinking about what is and you know, just since you have a whole day that you don't do anything, sometimes that can go backwards and not be so fun, and maybe you're bored or whatever that may be, but to reflect on what you did all week. Week after week, hold yourself accountable for have used your faith. Maybe even keep a little journal of it. And just sit down with him and maybe have him point something out. I know he does that for me, you know, when he spoke to me and for some reason I didn't do what he said. I didn't use my faith to do what he said. We need to hold ourselves accountable. We need to look like him and be like him and do what he did. And not just think that only he can do it. You know, when I listen to music, when I listen to worship songs, we sing things like, he can move a mountain. But he said, we can move a mountain. But we're not. Because we're not thinking of ourselves as to be like him. We think that we can't do it. But he's saying we can do it because he's in us. That's why he kept saying, oh, you have a little faith. How long should I put up with you? I've given you my power, my authority to change your circumstances, to change the world, to be that witness for me. Yet, you're thinking you can't. You're thinking you can't. You're not changing your mind. You're conformed to the world. You're not renewing your mind. And that's a faith thing too. To hold yourself accountable once a week. Did I have faith? Or did I just think what I saw? We were made in his likeness. And he said, go do what I was doing. You're going to do what I was doing in even greater things. But are we sitting around waiting for him to do it? Are we saying, when God, when? Why, God, why? When he's saying, you take over. You make it happen with your faith. So I think it's an exciting message, and it's encouragement to remind us that it's not him only, but because we're his children, he's given us the keys to the kingdom. We can move the mountains. We can cast out demons. We can lay hands on the sick. I get excited when I believe, like for my kitty to be healed, and he's healed. I get excited when I don't have to go to the doctor. But if someone's around me that gets afraid and you know, they're giving you the impression that, wow, you don't care, you're not going to the doctor, or whatever it is that you're not doing that they would do, I get a little uncomfortable, but I always press through to what I know is true. And I'm always excited and happy that I did that, to be able to see what God would do. Not only that, just because he knows I'm listening and I reach out to him and I ask him questions, I ask him, should I or shouldn't I? Because I hate it when I do something that, and then find out I shouldn't have. But not that we can't make mistakes or anything, but, you know, especially if I have to undo something I did and it takes time and energy, I don't like to do that. But anyway, just this morning he told me something that was going to happen and how I needed to change my arrangements that I had, because it wasn't going to work out. And so I did that, and I just praised him for telling me things to come. Which reminds me, he's telling us he's coming to get ready to be his witness, to move the mountains, to change our circumstances, to show his power, to show his glory. Not to call ourselves Christians and not have any of his power in our life. And that happens from our disobedience. I would have felt sick if I would have had to take my kitty to the vet and have them tell me what God can tell me without me spending the money or taking the time to go there. He's good. He's awesome. And he did, by the way, tell me what was wrong with him. And then actually this week I heard a story, and I didn't know about it in time to help the person, but she lost her pet. She took her pet to the vet, and they said that there was something wrong with him, and they put him down. And it just made me so sad. Why are we doing that? Why are we letting another man tell us something before we go to God? God can tell you anything. He knows everything. And he's calling us up higher to go ahead and do that. Hold ourselves accountable. What did you do last week that took faith? Or did you just do everything that was easy? Let's acknowledge him. Jesus, we thank you, we praise you for showing us this truth. We thank you, we acknowledge you. We're excited, Father, that you call us your own, that you've given us privileges, that you want us to do your work and be like you. We love you and praise you. He wants to send us out to do his work. He wants us to be an example of him. Like when Jesus was here, he wasn't religious at all. He didn't say things without power to back it up. He's calling us up higher. Let's do this thing. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening today.